SCORE, what does that stand for?
They're trying to get away from the acronym, but the original meaning was Service Corps of Retired Executives. We're reaching out to get certain expertises, possibly in social media and items where you feel the younger crowd has a better handle on it than, let's say, some of the mentors.
In the introduction, I mentioned that you're the chair of the Lexington chapter of SCORE. I don't know if you refer to it as a chapter or...
It is called a chapter.
Okay.
We're 276.
All right. And they're all over the country.
All over the country. There's over 300 chapters. Kentucky itself has three chapters. You have Lexington, Louisville, and Paducah.
Now, what kind of services do you offer?
Number one is the free face-to-face mentoring. We have a variety of either previous business owners, people that were business owners plus business executives, with a variety of different expertises, whether it's financial, whether it's operations, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's sales and marketing. And so what you basically try to do is to initially match people up with what expertise they feel they need right then. One of the beauties I think of it is like once you've established a relationship and you understand someone's business, you really have access to all these expertises.
So does SCORE offer consultation in the startup phase? Do you help people get up off the ground with a business?
Absolutely. And just because you've had one business doesn't necessarily mean that you know everything about maybe a new venture that you're trying to do. Plus, I kind of see mentoring fits two channels. One channel is, say, the specific needs, and the other channel is a sounding board. One of the examples that I like to use with some of my clients is kind of you're in the brownie business, you know, but if you take your brownies to go see your mother, she thinks they're great, but that's not really what you're looking for, and that's not really helping you.
You need the truth.
Well, yeah, and but at the same time, it's not our job or our mission is not to really rain on somebody's parade. So you're really not saying, gee, this is a terrible brownie. I mean, you're kind of saying, well, maybe it needs a little salt. It's not as good as this guy over here. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go visit these few stores and try their brownies? You're really looking to give them guidance and really encouragement, and you're trying to develop a relationship with them to create this sort of comfort level. And plus it helps you understand their business, and the more you understand, the better able you are to help them.
Financing. Do you offer any kind of advice in that area?
Well, we do. Okay, a business plan is going to cover, you know, how are you going to start your business, who is the competition, but somewhere in there, in the part that everybody really wants to see are financial projections.
Do you have volunteers who actually help put together a business plan, or is that something more on the SBA's bailiwick?
That we're not there to do people's business plans. You can get templates. SCORE has templates. There's other templates online where you can just sort of go at it freestyle and create your own business plan.